V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
He jumped into the water. John 21 verse 7. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get some." So they did. And they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he jumped into the water and headed to the shore. And the others stayed with the boat. Peter had to decide whether to leave his fish and go to Jesus, or stay behind and enjoy what he'd worked hard for. It's a test we all face when we have accomplished our life's objectives. When our nets are full and we've finally made it, our challenge is, do I stay and guard my blessings? Or go overboard for the Lord and commit myself fully to Him? In Philippians 3 verses 4 to 6, Paul refers briefly to his career's success. "I am from the nation of Israel, from the tribe of Benjamin. I strictly obeyed the law of Moses." But listen to him, straight after that, he says, "Christ has shown me what I once thought valuable is worthless. All I want is Christ." Paul realized that his true identity lay not in his accomplishments, but in his relationship with Jesus. Do you feel that way too? That night, Peter may have felt like he was forfeiting everything. Yet when he reached the shore, he found Jesus busy cooking fish. The point is, whatever you need, God has it. Whatever you give up, He will repay many times over.
The word for today,
as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.